The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Piscopo on the radio. Good morning. Great to have you with us. It's a 7-Eleven, baby. There's your lucky number. July 11th, 2019, 5 minutes after 9 o'clock in the greatest city in the world. We respect and love you for listening so much, gathering around our virtual kitchen table every morning and hear so many positive things, and we appreciate that. Love your calls, love your contacts, you know, your texts and your tweets, and we have some fun and we get silly. We're going to get into it in a big way with Dove Hyken coming up momentarily. He is just fired up. I started the show with this, and forgive us, we get a little, we deviate. And you know what? I know that we're getting silly sometimes, and I so welcome that because it's so negative out there. And sometimes at the end of the day, are you like me? I'm addicted to the news, you know, and I watch it. And at the end of the day, I want to go, ugh, or by a Friday. Let me tell you this. By a Friday, and after you're doing, you know, 4 hours of radio every day, and you do it 5 days a week, and you're trying to just make sense of it all. You're just trying to express your love for this country, trying to say we're okay, we're in good shape, it's great, it's going to be great. And then the negative, the parasitic nibbling at our sovereignty, you know, at the Constitution, and you sit there and it's this assault on our civil liberties. At the end of the week, you just go, oh, you just want to turn everything off, right? So I try to deviate a little bit with some humor, so thanks. But I got upset yesterday, I'm telling you, I opened the show with this, saying I was upset that I was not more patriotic at the parade. I didn't even want to watch the parade because then I just didn't feel like it with that soccer thing. And I was, and the prowess of these girls, the God gift of these girls, of these the athletic prowess of these champion women, it was beautiful. It could have been great. But all they kept doing is how bad the administration is. And then they lost me when they go, whoa, we're not going to go to the White House, but we're going to talk with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. And I'm going like, what? What now? And AOC, what? Because they take that narrative. Remember I told you, and I always try to tell you, and listen, I ain't no intellect, you know, intellectual kind of guy from an Ivy League school. Trust me, I'm not, you know. But I got some common sense from the streets, I think, a little bit from my mom and my dad. And they take, what they take is this this whole narrative of that the president is bad, the administration is bad, white people are bad, old people are bad, everything is bad, that you know, if you believe in anything other than what they believe in, you're bad. And the narrative gets out there, and then it permeates, you know, it seeps in to the minds of people maybe who aren't strong enough to think for themselves. Oh, yes, the president is bad. Oh, yes, the country is bad. Well, we were racist. We are racist. We shouldn't even exist. We should start a whole new country. That's where they want to take us. But what's the end game? The end game is their power and control. And what do I always tell you? What's that? The tenets of socialism is that. They will just, they demean us, they'll put us down, everybody, and they'll just want to become powerful themselves. It makes me crazy when they always talk about us. They put something like, something as simple as congestion pricing. Why I get riled up? Because the politicians don't have to pay for it. That's what gets me upset. When you say congestion pricing, and there are people listening to my voice right now who work very hard, who are driving other people, and they have us on the radio, or they're listening on their smartphone. And they have to pay exorbitant fees to be able to drive that car. They're not making enough money. The companies, of course, are making a fortune, and they're struggling. Now they got another congestion pricing. This is wrong. It's wrong what they're doing. And then for the politicians to step up and go, equal pay for women. Absolutely. Who doesn't agree with that? Absolutely. Equal pay for women. It's a done deal. Got it. But you got to use the parade
for a press conference, and then you're not going to show up for a detective devastated, cut short, his life cut short because of his illness from 9/11. Detective Alvarez, I mean, my goodness gracious, and the NYPD, you don't show up for the funeral, yet you're going to go on a float with some girls who have disrespected this country by waving the American flag, and you're going to have a press conference. I'm so confused by it all. Confused by it all, but I'm going to stay on track. I'm not going to let them tear us down. So forgive me if I get a little bit upset here. And then this too, before we go to Duff Hiken, I'm going to ask Frankie to put on some audio that I found. And I don't want to sound like an alarmist. I don't want to be, oh my gosh, now he's being a conspiracy theorist. But I'm worried about these people that get into the Congress. I love this country so much. And I worry when I see people in Congress come in and hate the country. And hate you and hate me and hate everything that my grandparents and my parents stand for. They hate us. They don't even want to talk our language. They just want to take everything away. And they come in from other countries, countries that we have helped, countries that we have, that soldiers have given their lives for, in other strange countries who we didn't even know existed as children. And then when they come, people come from those countries and they come into our communities and they bring their laws, their languages, their ways. Then they seep in to the United States House of Representatives. Now you got a problem with me, because you know what I'm worried about? My kids. What's going to happen to our children and to your grandchildren? What's going to happen when they're older? And these anti-American, anti-Semites are in office. What is going to happen? You can only imagine what's going to happen. Look what happened in 1936 in Germany. It's what's happening now. The transference of the progressives is to blame the president. And this is the least racist president in our history. Deal with that. Absolutely. The least racist. This guy could care less what color, President Trump could care less what color you are, what sex you are, who you marry. We don't get that. I'm telling you, he is a New Yorker through and through. We don't care about those things, you know. But the progressives, they do transference because they are the ones. They are the ones. If you don't think like them, you are wrong. You are racist. So then I watched a video. I couldn't believe I saw it. To the point where, and I always check with Frank before we go on the air. I go to Five Boroughs, our producer. I go, Frankie, is this real? Is this not real? I will text Frankie and say, is it real or not real? Or I'll go to Al on some other news. Is this real? Is this made? There was a video of Ilhan Omar, the representative from Minnesota. And she is saying, she's talking about a professor, and she talks about how the professor, when the professor mentioned the word Al Qaeda, that professor, he was excited, his shoulders went back, and listen to me, how proud he was to talk about Al Qaeda or Hezbollah, and you have to listen, but she used the word Hezbollah, and not, you don't feel that when you say America, you don't feel that when you say Britain, you don't feel that when you say Army. I mean, she said, and she gets elected to office. Do you know how scary this is? So I saw that video thinking it was doctored and it was fake and I wasn't going to bring it on the air. Then I watched Tucker Carlson and I'm old. I've been around and I admire some people. I admire you. Yes. I find myself, the older I get, just admiring the folks that do everyday things like you and I just go through life and go through the tough things in life just to get from day one to day two, for crying out loud. The everyday American, you know, I find myself admiring that person more than quote unquote stars. But I have intense admiration, certainly, for Ed Henry. We wish Ed, and we're praying for Ed, doing so many great things for his sister and doing so many. Yeah, James Rosen. You see how much I love James Rosen's journalistic prowess and when he comes on the program and with Sinclair and everything. But when I have to tell you and give a shout out to Tucker Carlson. Tucker, again, in admiration, he really, you got to watch. I tweeted it out at Jersey Joe Piscopo. You have to watch that show. Watch the beginning. Watch his monologue yesterday about Ilhan Omar. She's trying to take him off the air. And the transference, again, he's calling Tucker a white supremacist. Now, that's transference because she is a racist. Ilhan Omar is. And I'm watching this. Then this. I'm watching Tucker, and I wanted to go to bed, but I got so entrenched with watching Tucker see what this woman is doing. And she's a congresswoman, for God's sake, in the United States of America, coming from a country that we saved. We were saving her from the drug lords of Somalia, and we lost 17 United States Army Rangers. dragged through the streets of Somalia, and she's coming here telling us that we are racist and how bad we are? Ah, then I see the video that I told you. I told Frankie, is it real? We didn't know. We chose not to play it because I thought it was fake. Tucker puts it on the air, and that's good enough for me. So I guess I got to play this for you. And forgive me again. That's why I knew we got silly earlier, and I wanted to get silly because I don't want to get this serious now. But we're at a point now. You got to be careful. This is Joe. And you know what's great about this radio show right here? You and me talking like this. No one's listening, man. It's just us. It's Piscopo. They'll go like that, you know? They'll wave their hand. Don't worry about it. Listen, we can make a difference. We have to stand strong. Listen to what Ilhan Omar said in reference to a professor that she met and how he talked about Al-Qaeda. Frankie, if you would. Thank you.
I remember when I was in college, I took a terrorism class. And
is that a such thing?
Yeah, there was.
So you go out, there is a lab for that?
There was a class that you.
Do you go to a lab?
No.
Go out of field trip?
We learned the ideology of.
I'm glad you do that.
And so it was the thing that was interesting in the class was every time the professor said Al-Qaeda, he sort of, like, his shoulders went up. And, you know,
yeah, he's in command,
like,
yeah.
Al-Qaeda, you know, hospital.
He's an expert.
And it was, you know, as
what's his name? What about his name on the air?
We are not saying his name.
Yeah.
You probably get to see him on CNN.
Of course. I love those guys.
But, you know, but it is that you don't say America with an intensity. You don't say England with an intensity. Yeah. You know, you don't say the army with an intensity.
Qaeda.
But you say these names because you want that word to carry weight.
Why don't you just get the hell out of the country? Can someone answer me that? Why doesn't this woman just get the hell out of the country? If you hate us so much, go back. I would challenge Ilhan Omar to go back to Somalia and help those who are being overrun by drug lords in your country. Those same drug lords that killed our United States Army Rangers when we were trying to protect you when you were, and you came here and you seeked asylum. How dare she? How dare this woman say this? You know, when Dov Hyken's going to come up and he's going to talk about his lawsuit against AOC, and he'll have a lot to say about Ilhan Omar, too. Let me go to some calls this morning on AM 970, The Answer, on our Balance of Nature phone lines. Al, good morning. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Good morning. AOC and Omar, right? They want to open borders. They also want to get rid of DHS. Why don't they tell the families of 9/11?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Maybe, do we feel it more? It's a good question. Do we feel it more because we're in the Northeast? Does Congressman King, when he fights for the Victims Compensation Fund, and you see, you see John Stewart fight, is it because we're from up here? You know, maybe the rest of the country doesn't feel the fervor, the patriotism, the love of country that we feel up here because we went through terrorism firsthand. I don't know. Andrew calling from Jersey. Good morning, Andrew. What's on your mind this morning?
Yeah, you're right. That video is repugnant. And we don't lift our shoulders when we say Al-Qaeda. But why doesn't she lift her shoulders when she talks about the attacks, the Al-Qaeda, like, it's repugnant to make the comparison. And I just want to say with the women's soccer team, it's free market capitalism. If you're in a film, I love you, but if you're with Denzel Washington or Tom Cruise, they're going to get a higher salary than you. And the women's soccer probably makes more than men curling.
Yeah. You know what, Andrew, good point. You got to say that. And the president pointed this out. President Trump pointed this out. And I'm a sucker because I have three daughters. And I get when I see what's happening with this Epstein horror, it's a horror show. You know, you always think of your daughters, right? And then we equal pay, too. It's like, yes, absolutely has to be equal pay. But if you're in a what's interesting, too, when they go after Fox News, and I applaud, by the way, Fox News for sticking by Tucker Carlson. God bless them for that. You go to Fox News, there's more women, more young women at Fox News that are in the producer capacity than I've ever seen. And I've been around a long time. You walk in and you talk to the producer to put you on the air, and they're all women. And yes, equal pay for equal women and equal opportunity there. But if you're an athlete, really, and it's Major League Baseball, it's the NFL or something, and there's guys that are being paid because that's because millions of people are showing up. Tens of millions of people are watching. And if they're not, then you can't get equal pay. So there's a flaw there, and I understand that. But you know, in a world of business, it doesn't when it's not performance oriented. I mean, it should equal pay for the same position for men and women. Certainly, Jim. Let me go to Jim in Manhattan before we break. Jim, what's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Joe. Democrats want to give free health insurance and driver's licenses to illegal immigrants. I think we should prove we are a welcoming, humane, decent country and give all illegal immigrants free cars made in Mexico.
You got it. Listen, before we break, I got to go to Ralph real quick. Ralph, man, let it rip, Ralph. You're on the air.
I'll go for it and get straight to my point, okay? More than imposing, imploding, dominating us with their alien ideology, which goes against individual rights, and I'm speaking as an Asian American conservative, bleeding heart conservative, Joe. You know, you talk about people, you know, Caban and Ilhan Omar, they are the people who bite the hands that feed them. How about that? Dividing the hands that feed them.
He's still going. I love this guy. Ralph, I love you. He's just, you know what, Ralph, Debbie, Ralph worked so hard to get to this country. You just know he did,
right,
you know?
Right,
so
right.
hard to learn the language. I mean, yep. still, you know? And he gets so fired up when he sees the things happening that aren't right. And he's a great patriot and a great American. And, Ralph, we love you for that. And thank you for listening. But I know he's going to get fired. As soon as we put him on the air, he goes off. I love it. Hey, you don't want to miss the passion is so appreciated. Mm-hmm. Duff Hyken coming up, and Debbie Duhaime looking out for you right now on AM 970. The Answer, 20 minutes after 9 o'clock in New York, New York. How we doing out there, Deb?
I'll tell you what's happening, Joe. The LIE West at Vets Highway, it's an accident with injuries. Two lanes blocked over there. And then as you head out toward Glen Cove Road, it's another accident to deal with. Stop and go traffic at the Queens Midtown Tunnel, 20 minutes getting into town there. You're still moving slowly on the upper level of the Edcoch 59th Street Bridge. Watch for slowdowns on the westbound BQE right by Tillery Street. It's a collision. An accident was just cleared Brooklyn bound at the Verrazano Bridge over on that upper level as well. Let's take it out to the Hudson River crossings. The inbound GWB 30, Lincoln Tunnel 25, Holland about 25. Traffic is still moving slowly. New Jersey Turnpike, the Eastern Spur North, getting up toward 15X, getting up toward Secaucus. 21 South, slowing down by Route 3. And traffic moving slowly. Garden State Parkway South at 140 in Union with a crash there. Route 300 in New Windsor. It looks like construction. Watch for thunderstorms later. High of 83. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Larry Elder sees the race card being played. Again.
Kamala Harris is not an American black. She is half Indian and half Jamaican. I'm sick of people robbing American blacks myself of our history. Donald Trump Jr. retweets it. All the man did was retweet somebody else's tweet, somebody else who happens to be black. Isn't that a legitimate question? I mean, and if it's not legitimate, does it make you racist?
The Larry Elder Show, weeknights at 7, right before Joe Walsh at 9 on AM 970. The Answer.
We're surrounded by noise,
order today.
Bombarded by information, messages struggling to get attention. So many ways to reach customers. Your message needs to cut through and stand out. For the resources and know-how to make it all work, there's Salem Surround. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Learn more at surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Do you want to send your child to a Christian school but are overwhelmed by the cost? Then AM 970 The Answer's discount tuition program may be right for you. The discount tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to a quality Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area to help parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality, faith-based education. Here are just a few of the participating schools. Eastern Christian Elementary, School Flushing Christian School, Gateway Academy, You can see the full list of participating schools at am970theanswer.com. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. For more information on how you can send your children to a Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition, or how you can get your school enrolled in the program, go to am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
On the radio, it's 924, telling you about MyPillow. Did you get to MyPillow yet? You know, if you're driving, if you're getting to where you got to go, remember this, please, MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, and you'll get the lowest price ever offered on radio TV for a two-pack of MyPillow's premiums, $69.98. It's only $34.99 per pillow. Lowest price ever offered on radio and television from Mr. Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com. But you have to use the promo code AM970, 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970. When you get to MyPillow, you have a 60-day money-back guarantee. You have absolutely nothing to lose on this. You're going to love the MyPillow. Comes with a 10-year warranty. What pillow comes with a 10-year warranty? And it is made in the United States of America. Get a two-pack of MyPillow's premiums for $69.98, $34.99 a pillow. Lowest price ever offered on radio or TV from Mr. Mike Lindell himself. MyPillow.com. You can call 800-651-0798. Or again, please, MyPillow.com. Promo code AM970.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
925 with Joe Piscopo on the radio, AM970, The Answer. Dove Hykens, former Democratic State Assemblyman from Brooklyn, a longtime champion of Jewish causes and the State of Israel, calling in directly live from Jerusalem this morning. Hello, Dove. Welcome back to the show, my friend.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Well, what are you doing in Jerusalem, may I ask, sir?
Well, vacation. It's always wonderful to be in the land of Israel and to be in the holy city of Jerusalem. The weather is gorgeous. I'm looking out at trees and mountains. It's just spectacular. It's sort of to recharge my batteries, Joe. I got a lot of work when I get back to New York. So it's great so true. To be in Israel for a little bit.
I tell you, too, I had the best time in the Holy Land. You can't describe it unless you're there. No matter what religion you are, there is a spirituality that you feel from Israel, for sure. Tell us about, if you would, this lawsuit that you filed against Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Dove Hykens.
Well, it's very, very simple. You know, I have reacted to things that AOC has promulgated, things that she has stated publicly, things that she uses her Twitter account for the purpose of getting her message out, getting her policies out, sort of being an expert on every single subject. I don't know if you know that. AOC is an expert on everything in this world. If you don't believe me, you got to ask her. She'll confirm it. So, you know, the point is that a short while ago, especially after the horrendous remarks that she made, the insensitive remarks that she made, when she spoke about illegal immigrants coming into this country and used concentration camps and never again. I mean, that was one of the most outrageous things I have ever heard. It was so insensitive. It was so horrible. And I reacted to it in a very, very strong way. But, Joe, never crossing the line. I never do that. That's not my way of doing things. But being tough, being strong, and hopefully being articulate. And I think that, you know, she just couldn't deal with it. You know, here's someone who brags about the number of people that she has who follow her on Twitter. She is so proud of that. Millions. But she can't deal with Dove Hykens. She can't deal with a few other people who have a different point of view. And she decided to block me so that I cannot participate in the discussion, so that I cannot disagree with her directly. And, you know, the courts have just ruled the second case, the Court of Appeals, in the case involving the President of the United States. You can't do that. If you are a public official, you cannot block citizens from being able to participate. And by the way, it's called freedom of speech. It's called the First Amendment AOC should become a little more familiar with. So
I'm sorry, Dove. We have a slight delay from Jerusalem, but I got to tell you what your family went through in the Holocaust, and what I don't understand when my family came here from Italy. They came here, they had a fight to get here. They had a fight through Ellis Island. They got no special. They couldn't. The way they treated them, you can't imagine it. And then to compare what your family went through, and I have to ask you again, if you would, from the State of Israel, to tell us what your family had to go through in the Holocaust, and then to watch in the House of Representatives to use that as an analogy to what's happening today is inexcusable, Dove. You're right.
Joe, it wasn't just my family. It was hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people that at the end, by 1945, 6 million men, women, and children were murdered in the most brutal way imaginable, from gas chambers to being starved to death to being worked to death. Experimentation that was done by Dr. Mengele and other German doctors on innocent people, the horrors that were committed. I can't even start in terms of what my people, our people, it's not my people, it's our people, Joe, what they went through, hell on earth. And for AOC, in some way, let me tell you what's even worse. She said what she said. It was horrible. And then you had the Jewish Community Relations Council in New York. You had the Holocaust in Washington, D.C. You had the Wiesenthal Center. You had all the experts on the Holocaust saying to her, saying to AOC, who's, what is she, 28 years old? And I guarantee you she has not read a book on the Holocaust in her life. Not one. I wish a reporter would ask her, what's the last book you read? Yeah. And not only does she not, she's not sensitive, she doubles down, Joe. Yeah. She not only doesn't say, like, okay, maybe I crossed the line, maybe I shouldn't have said it. She says, no, I'm right. I'm right. It is a concentration camp. I mean, she is out of control. She really is.
Dove Hyken with us live from Jerusalem. Dove, you've called on Max Rose, Assemblyman, and other Democrats to denounce Ilhan Omar. I did a whole thing opening this hour about Ilhan Omar. Well, I'm going to ask you, number one, how are those efforts going? Number two, what do you make of Omar's efforts to get Tucker Carlson off the air for being a, get this now, a white supremacist, Dove?
You know, people like Omar and Tlaib, you know, they indulge in such hate. They indulge in vile anti-Semitism. We've seen it. It's there on the record. We know, you know, it's not, is it anti-Semitic or is it not? I mean, these people have indulged in pure, unadulterated anti-Semitism, hatred towards this country. You know, Joe, they got elected to Congress. They are in the United States Congress, and they undermine this great country, the opportunities that they've had. So our efforts continue, and I hope that the American people, this is not about, as you know, Joe, it's not about Democrats, it's not about Republicans. It's about being an American and having one single standard when it comes to hate, when it comes to anti-Semitism. You don't check the way the wind is blowing and then decide whether you're going to speak out. Whether it's Max Rose, you know, he doesn't have the guts, and he has a lot of company. He doesn't have the guts to speak out, to stand up against some of the stuff that's going on. Did he say anything about AOC and the concentration camp remarks? Absolutely not. Look what's going on. Look at the latest thing with AOC. He's accusing Pelosi of being a racist.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
She is – AOC is so out of – and let me tell you, you know, Pelosi, who showed such weakness when they were going to do the resolution against Omar, when she indulged in the Benjamins and due loyalty, they were going to do the right thing, and Pelosi caved in. And you know what? Good for her. Now let her pay the price. Now she's paying the price for that because she wasn't tough. You don't do the right thing, ultimately it catches up with you.
And we're talking about all these people, Dov Hyken, live from Jerusalem. I'm very disappointed and didn't support him, but always appreciated his political prowess in Senator Schumer. Cannot understand, and I know you went outside and you protested outside of Senator Schumer's residence. Where is Chuck Schumer? Why isn't he stepping up, Dov?
Joe, I wish I had an answer. I wish I had an answer about all the cowards, in particular in the Democratic Party. Look, I am a Democrat. I've been a Democrat all my life. I ran for re-election 18 times as a Democrat, okay? But what is happening in my party right now, I just have to tell people out there, please think about what I'm saying. Examine the facts and what's going on in the Democratic Party. Something is wrong. Something is not right. When you have Schumer, one of the most powerful members of the United States Congress,
that's right,
a proud Jew, he claims to be, and he has been completely, totally silent. Joe, maybe this Sunday, you know, he does press conferences every Sunday since he was born. You know that. I mean, from the very beginning, he does a press conference every Sunday. Yeah. I don't know what, you know, after the press conference is over, we forget about it. We don't remember the last one or 2 weeks ago. Can he do one this Sunday on what's going on in the Democratic Party? Can he talk about AOC, about Tlaib, about Omar and others? Will he have the courage to do that? This Sunday, let him do a press conference on something that's important for the American people, period.
Yeah. Dov Hyken from Jerusalem. Dov, you're fired up, man. We appreciate it. Get some rest if you can over there in the Holy Land, you know, because I know you're going to be fighting.
I want to be in the Holy Land with you. I want to come here and I want to travel with you and show you, I think, some things that you've never seen before, because I know you love Israel and I know you love the Jewish people, but I want to be here with you. I want to sit in restaurants with you. I want to have a good time with you here in Israel.
You know, you name the time and the place, and I will be there, Dov. That would be an honor for me, my friend. God bless you.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen, Joe.
Thank you, Dov. Thanks for taking the time, and we'll make that happen indeed. Thank you so much
for having me on. Thank you so much.
Dov Hyken right there, fighting the fight, you know, and doing the right thing and kind enough to join us live from Jerusalem this morning. It's 936 877 970 Our Balance of Nature phone lines are always open for you. Big Al standing by with the headline news live and local in New York on AM970TheAnswer.com.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970. The Answer.
78 degrees at 9:36. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A lake in Pennington, New Jersey is now the third across the state to be closed to swimmers because of an overwhelming algae bloom. Rosedale Lake at Mercer Meadows Park has been shut to all recreation, including swimming and fishing. The health department says those algae blooms can make swimmers sick with abdominal pain, vomiting, and other flu-like symptoms. The same swimming ban is in place at Lake Hopatcong and at the Spruce Run Recreational Area since early June. There may be a link between developing cancer and the consumption of sugar-sweetened drinks and juices. A new study published in the medical journal BMJ followed more than 100,000 people over 9 years. The study shows that those who consume the greatest amount of sugary beverages had a 30% higher risk for getting cancer than those who consume the least amount. While researchers say they found no direct cause and effect, there is a possibility that sugary drinks might promote fat deposits and that the fat around internal organs might promote tumor formation. In sports, the Yankees are mourning the loss of former pitcher Jim Boughton. He died yesterday at the age of 80. Boughton played 10 big league seasons, including his first 7 with the Yankees. He won 21 games in 1963. He's best remembered for his tell-all book, Ball 4. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thank you so much. We're going to take it up to 300 in New Windsor. Ongoing construction there. You're still seeing slowdowns to Conic northbound, getting up toward 82 in Hopewell Junction. That's a disabled vehicle in the way. Traffic is moving pretty slowly for you as you take it to 80 East, exit 60, getting out toward Elmwood Park. It's an accident on the shoulder, and traffic is building for you westbound through that area. Inbound GWB 15, Lincoln 25, Holland still waiting about 20 minutes into town. Garden's State Parkway South at 140. A collision still being clear getting down through Union. We're still seeing stop-and-go traffic as you head to the westbound BQE right past the Williamsburg Bridge. It's an accident there. And some stop-and-go traffic on the LIE westbound. Still seeing volume getting out toward Vets Highway. Accident clear then at Glen Cove Road. They're still working on a crash. Thunderstorms later, high of 83. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Kronos. Kronos, providing HR solutions for the modern workforce and the people who support, motivate, and engage them. Learn more about Kronos HR, payroll, talent, and time at kronos.com/HR swagger. The minute you sync your phone to your car, all your personal data is copied to that hard drive. ClearMyData.com will remove all of it, making it untraceable by the next driver or owner. Call 833-CAR-WIPE now or visit ClearMyData.com and get rid of your data before you get rid of that car.
Hi, I'm Valerie Smaldone with news about a brand new radio show Saturday mornings at 9, Bagels and Broadway. I'll be giving you the latest Broadway and off-Broadway news, talking about theater in unusual places, a great restaurant find, a food product that's unusual, having conversations with actors, producers, and the heroes behind the scenes, chefs, entrepreneurs, and more. Join me and some fabulous guests. You bring the bagels, I'll bring Broadway. Saturday morning at 9 on AM 970.
In general, I'm a win-win guy. When I have to spend hours searching for the right part, it's lose-lose. It's time lost for me and lost time for my crew. That's why I order from Grainger. With product experts that have the answers to my toughest questions, an easy-to-use website to help me find the right product quickly, I can rely on Grainger to make getting supplies for my business as simple and seamless as possible. When it comes to getting things done, it's a win-win. When Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day, no garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
20 minutes before 10 o'clock. I see the phone calls. Thank you. 877-970-2999. Balancing at your phone lines. Did you get Durasan yet? Did you check out Durasan.com? You know, or you could call 844. Here's the number for Durasan, by the way. 387-4726. 387-4726. 844. Or 844 Durasan, if you remember that. By the way, you get 20% off when you mention the Piscopo Show. All right. For on all Durasan products. So it gets to be a twilight. I said, well, let me rest. I said, no, let me get on the hammock for a second, right? The hammock, listen to me. And I'll go out. But when it's twilight, that's when the bugs come out. You know, the mosquitoes are always out there, right? So I went into my cabinet and I found some Durasan organic mosquito spray. I swear to goodness gracious. And I put it on me just last night. And I'm spraying myself. Boom, smells great. No mosquitoes. I love it. Everything Durasan does is the way all these other companies that you hear about, mosquito sprays, the antimicrobial soap, you know, the sanitizer. Durasan does it better than anybody, I'm telling you. And by the way, that organic mosquito spray is indeed that. It's USDA organic, okay? Safe for the kids, protects you from dangerous pathogens like the Zika virus, which is perfect for the summertime here. So check it out, please. 844 Durasan. Check out the antimicrobial hand soap, which is FDA approved as well, and the hand sanitizer, bottles, wipes, foamers, sprays. And I have to leave you with this, please, and forgive me, I get excited about Durasan because it's such a great product and I'm so proud to tell you about it, and they came to us first, you know. So if you're a company and if you're a healthcare company or if you're a law office and you're running the, you gotta call 844 Durasan, talk to Joe Giovanello and say, can you help me out here? I need wipes, I need the spray, we need the antimicrobial soap, I want you to defog, I think I could legally say, desanitize. Joe, what he did to our gym, our retro fitness down in Flemington. That you will love everything about Durasan, and it'll be as healthy as you're ever going to be. 844 Durasan or Durasan.com. Just like that, you go to Durasan.com, and don't forget, mention Piscopo, you get 20% off of all the products. 844 Durasan, or again, Durasan.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Jersey Joe on the radio. You know, when I went down to Liberty University, I had such a great time. We were down there in Virginia. Just a great, great time. Appreciate, President Falwell doing such a great job and welcoming me and my family. And thanks to Mark Serrano for putting that all together for us. But I look in, and it's so funny because I don't get the things. It's like when I told I didn't RSVP to Frankie's wedding because I'm just so busy. It's crazy and it's hectic. And I love it like that, by the way. You know, my ADD, I like a million things going on all at once, taking care of the kids, what's going on, who's doing what. But I don't get to some things like, yesterday I found the RSVP for Frankie's wedding. I just sent it out. And then I found some things from Liberty University. Do you know, they gave me a box at Liberty University, and they did it for Michael and Olivia as well. And I have to tell you. And then you open the box, and they were M&Ms, and they M&Ms in the box, like, thank you for being here with these note cards. We're glad you're here. Well, I didn't read the note cards, and nor did I look at the M&Ms. I found out months later, a couple months later, Michael said, Dad, look at the M&Ms, and it says Joe Piscopo on, you know, personalized M&Ms, excuse me, from Liberty University. Then I found just yesterday, I'm a little slow, forgive me, and this is why I don't get back to you on Facebook. I got too much to do, and I don't get to it. So now I found these beautiful notes from all the good folks at Liberty, the nicest notes. Thank you so much for coming to Liberty. And not only are you hilarious, but you're so creative. It's just nice to thank you so much for coming to the convocation. I know our students are excited to hear you. We are praying for you. Thank you. So a big thanks to President Falwell, to all the great folks at Liberty University. Just one of the most moving experiences I've ever had, going to the stellar university and some of the best people. And it really, really will reinvigorate your belief in this country and in your faith when you go to Liberty University. Just a beautiful, beautiful thing. Let me go to Glenn real quick on the phone, if I can, Albert. Glenn, thanks for calling from Queens. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Good morning. Good morning, Joe. Chuck Schumer, he got elected by redefining the insult that he got from Senator D'Amato. He was running for that office. He redefined the word. It was a harmless word. I could define it for you if I'm allowed ever to say the word. But the idea is that he said that's the worst thing you can call a Jew. And absolute lie. But now we get anti-Semitic Nazi remarks from these congresswomen. And he's Democratic. And complicit.
Yep. Glenn, thank you. Appreciate it. And you're absolutely right on the money, Glenn. Thanks for calling. Cannot figure it out because this about Andrew Cuomo and about Chuck Schumer, political animals. And I mean that in the most complimentary way. You can't mess with them. They are powerful. They're powerful. Governor Cuomo, so smart. I'm telling you, disagree as you disagree, but you got to give your opponent credit. He is a political animal, and Chuck Schumer's the same way. And Frankie, he'll tell you this, man. Frankie, you know, and he loves a camera. You know, they always say the most dangerous place to be is between Chuck Schumer and a camera, the television camera, you know. But Chuck Schumer, he's smart. He's savvy. They know the game. And I don't know how Governor Cuomo could say America was never that great. It really hurt me when I heard Governor Cuomo say that, because I liked Andrew, you know? And then for Chuck Schumer not to stand up when he allows Bernie Sanders to say, I quote unquote, by the way, I stand with Ilhan Omar, and Chuck Schumer doesn't go, so how dare you? I see Nancy Pelosi getting upset now. I said it earlier on the show. When she said, look, they have all the Twitter followers, but not many in Congress. Bingo. Thank you, Madam Speaker. Right on the money. If it takes Nancy Pelosi to make some sense. But where's Chuck Schumer? Because as an Italian American, you start going after my people, then you got a problem with me. You're going to, even if it may seem simple to you, when they try to take down the Columbus statue, that you think that's going to happen? You really think that's going to happen? Like I said on Tucker's show, you think they're going to, and who thought about taking it down? De Blasio and Cuomo. And then they changed their mind because they saw. And then even thanks to Angelo Vivolo and the folks fighting so hard at the Columbus Citizens Foundation to keep that statue up, not even a plaque. Oh, we'll put a caveat that maybe Columbus, no caveat, no plaque. You leave the statue the way it is. Otherwise, you got a problem, and they didn't move. I'm telling you. Has some backbone.
backbone. You want some backbone in politics. You want some backbone in your heritage, no matter what you are. If you're black or you're Jewish or you're Chinese or you're Italian, whatever you are, Indian, whatever you are, you should always believe in your heritage. It makes this country stronger, and you should defend it. You should defend it and be proud and know that you're American first, for goodness sakes. 948 with Joe on the radio. A lot going on this morning, and we got to almost none of it. So
Frank.
I'm doing Grover impressions with Al this morning, but I knew how fired up I am, and I don't mean to get so fired up because it's a summer. It's
come to the dark side, Joe. It's okay.
You meant Darth Vader with that voice would have been great. Would have been great.
Luke, I am your father.
Turns out to be Larry King behind the mask.
Come on, that would be pretty funny though. If the sound of Grover was Darth Vader, could you imagine?
Go ahead. Where's he gonna sound?
I'm trying to.
You gonna turn around like Frank Gorshin?
Make your course for the Hoff system, General Veers. Prepare your men. Come on, that'd be great.
That's something to think about, man. Maybe as funnier than Spaceballs, actually, that would be. Hey, Frankie, what happened with this Iranian military vessel? I'm not hearing about this. I'm hearing about the census. The president is going to be in the Rose Garden today, apparently, talking about the census. And if we could talk about that for a second, seriously, it's like, what? And I can't, again, I talked to you puzzled this morning. I'm puzzled. I'm confused at the lack of patriotism in this country. If you're going to get a census, are you an American citizen? I mean, why is that question offensive to people? Are you an American citizen? You shouldn't even have to put that question there. Are you American? Because everybody in the country should be American citizens. You should be American. We're afraid of offending everybody but you and me, who are working so hard, paying our taxes, getting assaulted by the government, for crying out loud. And now, so the government, the president is going to be in the Rose Garden. And what is he doing? He's doing a new initiative on this census situation.
Well, so we'll see. But apparently, here's the latest with this. So John Roberts, thank you very much, George Bush. John Roberts allowed the lower court ruling to Amen. Stand, which was incredible. So keep in mind what it's a little complicated, but the legal rationale was very interesting that they used in saying why they weren't going to allow them to put this question on the census yet. The president says we're going to do it anyway. There's court battles, and a judge just 2 days ago says that the Trump administration can't even change their lawyers without a proper rationale. I mean, Jeffrey Epstein and Harvey Weinstein get to pick whatever lawyers they want, but Donald Trump can't. What the president's going to announce today, that he's taking executive action to include a citizenship question. That's what he's tweeted this morning.
Good for
him.
He's
going to do a news conference about this in the Rose Garden. Great. So you can bet he's going to be answering a lot of questions on that.
Thank you, Five Boroughs. And hopefully we'll see information on these Iranian military vessels trying to seize that British oil tanker. We'll hear about that as well. 9:51 with Joe on the radio. Debbie out there. Oh, he's doing a great job. Debbie, rain's coming in. That means the traffic will get even worse, you know.
Of course. And by the way, what is it with people that aren't patriotic? I don't get that.
I don't know. Especially now, the country's great. We're doing great, and you and I have such a love for the country, and so much. So, as a matter of fact, everybody listening really does. But I can't figure it out, and why they have. And I could see disagreeing, but if you're going to disagree, come up with an initiative that makes common sense to it. Don't just be so negative all the time.
Still respect the country that has given you so much.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't get it. Like Arthur said when he was down by that parade, like it wasn't like the same feeling that you feel, that patriotic feeling that you should be feeling of something like that.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
It's really unfortunate.
It's dangerous. God bless you for saying that, Deb. I mean, God bless America, darn it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
9:52, Deb's out there on the roads looking out for you on AM 970, The Answer. Thanks, Debbie.
Joe, we're taking a drive right now on the LIE westbound. It's bumper to bumper into Glen Cove Road. An accident here in Nassau County. Northern State eastbound by Sunnyside Boulevard. It's some construction in the way. It's still pretty busy on the westbound side of the BQE by Tillery Street. An accident blocking a lane 20 minutes in at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Westbound belt moving slowly up by Kennedy Airport. And traffic is moving slowly at the Whitestone Bridge into Queens. They're doing some road work there as well. Inbound GWB 15 minutes in, Lincoln 20, Holland 20. That's kind of busy right now as you head to 80 East, exit 60, getting out toward Elmwood Park. They just cleaned up an accident over there. And traffic is still moving slowly on 78 West, up by exit 48, heading right out through Springfield. 84 eastbound, serious accident by exit 18. And the Palisades Parkway South at the Thruway Police Department activity. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with personal injury attorney Corey M. Stern about the effects of lead poisoning on children living in New York housing. It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday night at 7 on AM 970, The Answer. It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
A flash flood watch for areas west of the city from 4 this afternoon through 2 a.m. Times of sun and clouds today. It'll be very warm but humid with a high of 85. There'll be a shower and thunderstorm around this afternoon, mainly to the north and west of the city. For tonight, a couple of showers and a heavy thunderstorm or two, especially early. There can be some flooding of streets and poor drainage areas. The overnight low 73. For tomorrow, becoming partly sunny, still pretty warm but humid, high 87. Saturday, mostly sunny and quite warm but less humid, the high 89. AM 970, The Answer.
Oh, Al, stop. We got 5 minutes, please. We're going to make it. I swear to goodness gracious.
We might.
Stay tuned. You're going to hear, what if Darth Vader sounded like Grover, coming up shortly. But first, I want to tell you about Connors and Sullivan. Boy, we just got an exciting radio show, huh? I'm telling you. Where else can you get that? So I told you about my Connors. I told you about calling over there, talking Lisa, right? And it took me a while to get it done, but my son pressed me, my consigliere son, wartime consigliere, if you will, and I needed to get a will, a trust, a power of attorney, all of these things, healthcare proxy, the living will, the estate plan, because a lot of people in my life, oh, please, and I didn't know how to do it. So Joey got me to call over there to Connors and Sullivan, and I'm telling you, it worked out beautifully, and it will for you as well. So if you're thinking about it, you know, and I believe me, I thought about it for years, and I know you will. Maybe you want to attend one of these free seminars, and you get some questions answered by Mr. Mike Connors himself. Now, Tuesday, July 30th at the Greenhouse Cafe, 3rd Avenue in Bay Ridge, 11 a.m., 3 p.m., and 7 p.m., right? Wednesday, July 31st, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Look at all. These are like, I look at these like personal appearances, like shows that Mike is doing. This is a lot. Wednesday, July 31st at the New York Marriott at the Brooklyn Bridge, 333 Adams Street. It's in downtown Brooklyn, 11 and 3. And then Thursday, August 1st at Buckley's Avenue S in Sheepshead Bay, 11 a.m., 3 p.m., 7 p.m. Look at this. Now, if you can't make all of those seminars, please feel free to call Connors and Sullivan for your own free office appointment. Here's the number. Tell Lisa you heard Joe on the radio, and she'll get you right to Mr. Connors or to one of the great lawyers over there, Connors and Sullivan. 718-238-6500. It's 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. 6500. Mike Connors always says, and it's so true, the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
Here it is. And now, Grover as Darth Vader.
You don't know the power of the dark side. He will join us or die, master.
And now, Larry King as Darth Vader.
You have failed me for the last time. What is thy bidding, my master? Hello.
I'm going home. Forget about this.
I sense something. A presence I have not felt since...
Calling, what universe are you calling from? Line three. Let me go. Grab Bill real quick. We got seconds. Oh, we got to go. Bill, I tell you what, call back tomorrow, please. I am so sorry. I hear the music come up, and I know we got to get out here. And let me apologize. Because why would I take a phone call about a great citizen that has something to say when I can have Al DuGrover and Larry King in the same show?
That's right. Thank you, Joe.
Yes, Joe, thank you very much. It's going to be a sunny day on Sesame Street.
My gosh, oh, man. You got to laugh, though. I swear to goodness gracious, you got to laugh. Otherwise, you're going
to
cry.
Can't wait to be at Frank's wedding and debut this.
I'm calling you on stage with that. You're going to do it. I think you should do the toast as Grover, the Frank.
I think I should come as Super Grover.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a great idea. Frankie, thanks for putting up with us
this
morning.
Both of your invitations are being revoked.
He's going to call it back. Oh, my Lord. You're going to redact your Al's invitation. You're going to redact the invitation. Al, thank you. Debbie, thank you. Thank you for listening. God bless you. God bless this great country. Go out and make it the best day ever. Would you do that for me, please? Because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
80 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattula with local news first. Here's what's going on. There's a rally this morning in Queens to urge Governor Cuomo to sign legislation that paves the way for legalizing electric bikes and electric scooters in New York City. Lawmakers recently passed a bill allowing the city to create regulations for electric travel and allow scooter share companies to set up in the outer boroughs. The rally is taking place at the Unisphere right now at Flushing Meadows Corona Park. The House of Representatives will be voting this Friday on a bill that would restore the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer tweeted on Tuesday that the heroes who ran into harm's way that day deserve swift action. Lawmakers decided to name the bill in honor of late NYPD Detective Luis Alvarez, who died last month from cancer. In sports, former Yankees pitcher Jim Bouton has died at the age of 80.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.